In just a couple of days, the tallest building west of the Mississippi River will officially open for business. The Wilshire Grand Center, named for the hotel that once occupied its spot in downtown L.A., has been years in the making. It rises 73 stories, just shy of 1,100 feet, with its spire at the top, and will feature about 1.5 million square feet. It also includes a 900-room Intercontinental Hotel. It was a Herculean undertaking as the building pierced and dwarfed the L.A. skyline. And KCRW's Frances Anderton is host of DNA, and she joins us now for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
This is what you live for, right? The opening of a building like this.
The piercing and dwarfing of skylines, Steve, is what I live for, yes.
Let's talk about the tallest building west of the Mississippi River moniker, because the U.S. Bank Tower, this is the old library tower that for years and years in L.A. has been the tallest, and the tallest on the West Coast. Tallest west of the Mississippi River, still looks taller. Why is that?
I know, it really is puzzling when you drive around and think, doesn't the U.S. Bank Tower look taller? And it's because roofline to roofline, it still is taller. But the Wilshire Grand added a spire for some aesthetic reasons that has added on a bunch of feet and made it officially taller. And as you know, when it comes to assessing building heights, that is a perfectly legitimate way to measure the height of the building, even if this spire doesn't provide an actual function.
Tell us about the architects and the design that they came up with. You know, not only, I mean, they said they wanted it to look like a boat, perhaps, or something that flowed with the spire.
David Martin's successor, the former design principal on this project, says that this building is intended to evoke California. Here, in fact, is his cousin, Chris Martin, project manager, talking about it.
Quite frankly, the building theme is California itself. If you look at the exterior of this building, think about the Sierras, think about Yosemite Valley.
So the building has, for example, that curving glass facade. David describes that as being inspired by the Half Dome at Yosemite. There's a huge atrium on the seventh floor that also has a sort of waterfall of glass that they liken to the Merced River. They even say the pattern in the carpet is inspired by the agricultural grid of the San Joaquin Valley.
Let's get into the specifics, Frances, of the building. It cost a lot of money. It employed a lot of people. Who owns this building?
The building's owned by Korean Air. It is a luxury hotel. It cost $1.2 billion, is the number that we've all read. And it employed literally thousands of people. It's employed them for several years, and it's put to work a lot of people in the high-skilled construction trades. So there's been a tremendous amount of pride, I think.
The grand opening is Friday. Is everybody happy about this thing being up? Because it's very bright. It's got the LED lights going up and down the building. And it's also very shiny.
Yeah, like a lot of skyscrapers around the world these days, the building is wrapped in a lot of glass. And this building, like some other towers in other countries, did upset a few neighbors who felt that the glass was shining too brightly into their windows. They did try and have the building permit taken away. It didn't work. The Wilshire Grand went on to be completed. Currently, there's a lot of excitement about the building. Friday night is going to be party night. Those LED lights you just mentioned are going to be lit up. There's going to be a light show for everyone to, you know, witness. So not everybody's super happy, but a lot of people are and feel this is, I think, a great moment for L.A.
All right. Frances Anderton with DNA on ATC. By the way, you can hear DNA right here on KCRW Tuesdays at 2:30. Frances, thank you.
You're very welcome, Steve.